News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Now, Minister of State for Transport, Hildegard Nocton, is today launching new bus routes for the Midlands and the North East, and she joins us now. Minister, good morning to you. This Connecting Ireland, this rural mobility plan, is it 10 new counties are coming on board?
Good morning, Ciara. Yes, so this is, it's 10 new counties will be benefiting from new public transport, essentially bus routes. So I'm in Limerick this morning and we'll be announcing 4 new and enhanced routes linking Limerick with its hinterland. So, for example, Limerick to Ballybunion, Cashel, Mitchelstown and Scariff. And also there'll be new enhanced routes linking the Midlands to the northeast. So that will be linking areas like Dundalk and RD, Drogheda and Trim, and Athlone to Longford. So the focus here in Connecting Ireland Rural Mobility Plan, this is about ensuring we have public transport, not just in our city or urban areas, but in our towns and our villages across the country. So this is work that was undertaken by the National Transport Authority and Bus Éireann to look at where the gaps are in our towns and our villages, in our rural areas, essentially across the country, so that we can get people to work.
Yes,
to,
and that's what I was going to ask you. Is the design of these new routes, is it about commuting? Is it, as you say, Ballybunion to Limerick? Limerick obviously is an employment hub, or commuting into somewhere like Dundalk. Is that what it is? It's so people get people out of their cars?
Yes, exactly. And this is based on, I suppose, a public consultation as well in these areas with people in these towns and villages, asking them, just looking, ensuring that the bus routes that are put in place, there is a demand for them. So it's linking people to centres of employment, to schools, to universities. For example, there'll be a direct route between to the University of Limerick. And those then, obviously, between the age of 19 and 23 can avail of their 50% discount with their young adult card. So this is based on research by the National Transport Authority, engaging with local communities around where are the gaps in rural Ireland, because this is not just transport in our cities.
I'm glad you brought up the cost. What will it cost, for example, to go from Ballybunion to Limerick?
So I don't have the exact figure on that, but if you get a 20% discount for all public transport right around the country, and that was something that we continued in the budget. If you are an adult between 19 and 23, you get a 50%.
The expressway routes that still don't have that 20%, they are still out in the cold, but these new routes will have it.
The new routes will have that, and particularly if you're a young student, I suppose, travelling on any of these routes, you'll get a 50% discount. That's on all services, including the city, intercity and rural services, and also mature students in full-time third level education are also included in that scheme. Okay. So what we're trying to do here is ensuring that we are engaging with communities, looking at where we need these bus routes in our towns and our villages.
And when will they be operational, Minister?
So they'll be operational from this Sunday. So we're launching it today. So these routes will be going live on the 23rd.
And do you expect that there will be the footfall that will fund these routes, or are they going to be heavily subsidised?
Well, these are routes that are absolutely needed within these towns and villages, and that's why they're being provided by Bus Éireann through the NTA. So we have given a commitment, it's in the programme for government, in relation to increasing our public transport services right across the country. But we need to ensure that the services are going in to the towns and villages and regional areas where the demand is there. Okay. And that's what the announcement today is ensuring that these services that are highly sought
lastly
after.
Lastly and briefly, the Guards yesterday released the figures of road deaths for this year. Sadly, 121 people have lost their lives on Irish roads. That's about a 10% increase on last year. What can be done about that?
I'm very concerned about the number of deaths on our roads, and as we all know, one death is one death too many, and I just want to express my condolences to the family and loved ones of anyone who has lost somebody on our roads. I chair a high-level ministerial group in relation to road safety with the Minister for Justice, the Road Safety Authority and Garda Síochána, and I have doubled the fines for lifesaver offences, for example, speeding, using a mobile phone when you're driving, not wearing a seatbelt, and those penalties will come into place next week. But be assured that this is ongoing work with myself, the Minister for Justice and Garda Síochána, to reduce the number of fatalities and serious injuries on our roads.
Minister for State for Transport, Hildegard Nocton, thank you for that indeed.